The new Wegovy pill is now available through Weight Watchers. Powerful GLP-1 results in a simple pill at the lowest price available. And with Weight Watchers, you can get doctor support and personalized nutrition programs. See if you qualify at weightwatchers.com. Ad not reviewed or approved by Novo Nordisk.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning to you, Steve Sippel, Bill Bush, Nick Sainert here on a Wednesday morning. Jake Sorensen out with some sickness this morning, and so pinch hitting substitution, late lineup scratch here for us here on Early Break on the take. Good morning, Steve and Bill.
Good morning. When did you find out? When did you get the call?
About 4:45 this morning.
Ooh.
And when did we get that text? I didn't see the text until about five minutes ago or so, or 10 minutes ago.
I think it was five.
About five? Yeah, I didn't see the text until about a few minutes ago.
Hold on, Bill.
Yeah.
I'm
give us
sure
the time.
The
Jake said he couldn't move. Said he couldn't move. And this all comes down.
Not making fun of him.
Yeah,
do not make fun of him.
Not make fun of him, but he told me it directly came from going to the casino. Said
really?
So this
oh,
is
that
on,
so?
This is directly on you guys.
I love this so much.
Yeah. He said, he goes, I felt fine until I went to the casino.
Until I stepped in Rhythm City.
Until he lost less than $100 at a casino and made it act like it's the end of the world.
Rhythm City got him, and he wants to make sure that you and David are aware. I feel great. Knock on wood.
Nothing?
I feel great.
Nothing?
I was around both of those guys all weekend long.
Yeah.
We were in the Petri dish with them yesterday, so it doesn't fare well for us.
What are the chances, though? What do you think? What would you put them at that we'll get the same thing?
Probably 80.
Gosh. Oh my gosh!
Probably
don't
80.
Say that.
If someone has like whatever he's got, because then the stuff's going around.
It is.
And we were 3 hours in a small confined booth, so I think there's a pretty good chance.
Well, it'll maybe not make you guys feel a little bit better. As soon as Jake left yesterday, or not left, but got out of the studio yesterday, I could tell that he was a little under the weather. So I started just spraying everything.
That helped.
That might help, yeah.
But
help
I don't know if that helps you guys, right? Because you were in here for 3 hours.
Probably not, but it's still a smart move, though.
Yeah, so hopefully all the residual stuff that he left behind yesterday morning is gone.
That's my question. Did the hand sanitizer phase knock out COVID? That was a big... I want to know, is that what we got us to where we're at now? I think it's a solid question. Because it became a deal.
Somewhat controversial, but I
Let's dive deeper into this, huh?
I wasn't using hand sanitizer every 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden I was. So I just want to know if that's what made the curve.
Placed at various spots around your life.
Yes, it was everywhere. Yeah. I tell you one thing, the hand sanitizer people, money went up. Yeah, that was a good deal for them.
At first when it came out, there was odd questions. Like, I was like, should you, like, put it around your nose and mouth? They're like, no. Don't do that.
Hold on. Bill, did you ever question?
Never once did I walk in and Laura's like, what are you doing? Just lathering my face up with hand sanitizer.
Well, there was some thought.
I never thought that.
Have you ever eaten hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
All right.
Should I cleanse the insides?
Bad question. But anyway, this is not COVID. This is, he just.
No, so I don't think he cares. He probably wants me to tell people just so that people don't freak out about Jake. But yesterday afternoon, he was bad. And like he came into the studio as I was doing my show at 9 a.m. And he like closes the door and gets right up in my face. And I said, Jake, like get away. And I was like, there's no reason to do this. Like we got stuff to do. And anyway, he texted me last night. It was kind of a funny text last night about, I don't know, 7 o'clock. It went in phases, and I was like, Jake, I'm available tomorrow if you need me. Like, just let me know if you need me, but give me a heads up. No. Give me a heads up tonight if you want me to come in for you. And it was like 10 p.m. last night. He goes, I have a fever right now, but I'm expecting it to break, so I should be good for tomorrow morning. And
that's
I said,
Jake is.
You're setting the stage, sort of.
Yes. He was. And so randomly, I didn't set my alarm for as early as I woke up. I set it for 5:30 this morning, not 4:30. I randomly woke up at 4:30, and I had a text from Jake that says, just got sick. I'm going to need you today if you can.
Jeez. I'm going with, if I have a fever at 10, I'm calling it for the next day. I'm
yes.
making the call at that juncture right now. Yes. I'm making the call for the next day. Because then there's always the chance, too, if you wake up and you feel incredible, you know, I mean, you could always just at 5 o'clock text swim and you'd probably just fall back asleep. Yeah. Hey, listen, yeah. I'm good. Or
Yeah,
but if I have a fever at 10, the breakers need to know that's it. That's the cutoff. 10,
and rightfully so.
Yeah.
I was like, Jake, we're fortunate to have sick time. Like, take one day and it's not going to kill you.
You worked
especially
through it
in
a
our
lot,
line.
Right? You worked through it a lot in your coaching world, right?
There was you absolutely could not be sick. It was the biggest.
I love this.
The biggest badge of honor. And if someone actually just like, yeah, Todd's not coming in today. I guess he doesn't feel good. It would be like the eye roll at the staff would be, and you were fine with someone right next to you, with the flu, whatever like that. And someone came in and being staff me like that. I think if we still run power, it'd be good. And then if we can try to change it up, hang on a second, I'll be right back. And you just wait for him to come back. Okay, go ahead, finish. Yeah. And then if we could run power pass with it, and I think that'd be good. Good. And then there was absolutely zero, and no one. Also, don't say a word to me because no one cares.
No,
there's not a chance someone's sticking their head in going like, "Hey, listen, you doing okay, buddy?" No, there's zero chance because. If you say anything, all someone comes up right with that. Yeah, you should have seen me in 22 for the Iowa State game. I had this, you know. Like I said,
miserable.
I got taken right from the hospital to the game.
Yeah,
I mean, an ambulance came and picked me up and took me to the game. And that was staph infection. That's stuff you can die from. And it was like, well, what time will you be here? They're going to come pick you up in an ambulance, and then it will...
That's ridiculous.
Yes.
That's the culture, though.
That's the culture. Yeah, there was zero chance you could miss.
I think the reason that I was so encouraging of Jake to miss is because I don't want to get sick. Like, I don't want him here. And we're in a, you mentioned it, a petri dish. When you're stuck in this box.
Bacteria bay.
Yeah, you're stuck in this box for multiple hours. Hey, we don't want him in here.
McVay said, now, I was wondering about... You're obviously involved in this conversation.
That's just the head coach of the Rams?
It's not Timothy McVay or Sean McVay.
Okay.
It's Greg
McVay. Greg McVay.
He said...
From Havelock.
Yeah, and I don't know why we call him McVay.
Missing tooth?
But anyway, yeah, missing tooth.
Okay, Greg. Same person.
Yeah. He said if you start feeling symptoms, you can Google, I'm feeling flu symptoms, what should I do, and kind of head them off.
Yeah, there is some... And also that... What
did
is
you ever
thing
do that?
What's that thing you can take? There's some... Tamiflu?
Well, you could take Tamiflu.
We have some
folks on the text line that are saying, like... I drink Emergency every morning.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's literally just like a tablet you dissolve in water, and it's just an immune booster.
Oh.
That's really? I don't know. I don't know if it works. I get told it works, so here we are.
Okay. Well, we'll see what happens.
We're healthy right now, knock on
the best.
I don't feel any.
Although I am hypochondriac? Is that the right word?
Yes.
That's
right.
Me. So I'm starting to feel a little woozy right now. I mean, if anything, if someone even mentions to him like that, if someone even mentions anything.
Are you a
hypochondriac? Oh, I don't feel real good. You know what? Come to think of it, I don't know if I do either. Yeah, so I'm starting to.
What did you say, Jake? Felt
kind of hot.
I'm starting to fade. I'm starting to fade right now.
Before you know it, Bill's going to be gone for the next segment. He's going to say we need to go.
Anyway.
Guys, lots to talk about tonight. The most notable piece about Jake's absence is he doesn't get to go to the Husker basketball game tonight.
That's a rough deal for Jake.
Hmm.
That's a big issue.
Hope it's not the jinx.
Are we talking about 8? Yeah, 8. 8 o'clock. Big Ten Network, Bill, so we can watch.
Okay, that's good. My dad will like that.
Yeah.
Ron will like that.
Yeah. They're without some guy. You know what's happening? Just I was talking to a coach yesterday. What's happening in college basketball now is they're – guys are like just deciding not to play. Like there's some load management.
Going on. Their own load management.
Yeah, their own load management. It's trickling into the college game a little bit, where there's guys like there's a guy at Louisville and there's a guy at Washington just called it quit. He had a bad ankle and got into it with his coach and I'm all right when I'm not playing anymore. So that's happening now.
Really?
Yeah. That's one of the beautiful things about college sports.
Well,
that was a minor commentary.
We're seeing load management with Rink a little bit because but it's not because of Rink's decision. That is Fred has made it very clear that is not a Rink decision. So, by the way, Rick Frager, Braden's dad, on the text line.
Shout out to Braden. Jake's best friends.
Yeah, shout out to Braden for winning another Freshman of the Week award this week in the Big Ten Conference. Rick says, "Well, I guess that's no basketball parent picture tonight. I'll cancel the professional photographer and leave the name tags in the car. Parents will be disappointed. Get well, Jake."
They will be disappointed. Jake will be disappointed with that also.
Jake
will. But I won't be surprised if the Fragers are over at the Sorensen house today with a basket of some sort. They're friends.
They
have become really good friends, so I can see that happening.
Yeah. That
Jake, does anyone else want to go? Jake, I'll check with him and see who else he wants to come over to bring some sort of a gift, hot chocolate, some soup, maybe some chicken noodle soup.
Some tea. Poor Jake.
Yeah, tea. The Fragers will be there.
Do we think Jake's listening right now?
No.
Nah, probably not. No. There's a chance that Jake does go back maybe and listen to the podcast.
That's about a 99% chance.
There's a chance he's going to go back and listen. But right now, he's probably down. Although Scotland, at that age, Scotland's up. Mm-hmm. So Scotland's there. Scotland's not like going, well, Dad doesn't feel good, so I'll just sleep in until 10.
How Elizabeth handles it. There's
a lot.
Different kinds of wives. There's some wives that just look at you with disdain. Like,
oh, no.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get up.
You know Elizabeth's handling it well.
Yeah.
She just takes everything
country
on.
Country girl.
She takes everything.
She handles it. I would say that she's more like, you're fine. You just
exactly.
She's more like, you're fine.
That's what my experiences have been.
You're
it's
fine.
It's not, now what can I do for you? Yeah. It's not, what are you doing? You got to work.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Oh, you're taking a day off. That's nice. Enjoy yourself.
Right.
Prices, you want the prices right on before I leave?
We're making Jake sound awful here.
No, that's just the way it is. Yeah,
that's the way it is.
Bill, I we have to mention something that you referenced right before we went on the air. You said that, and I quote, that I talk bad about your guys' show, and
you made some disparaging comments.
Disparaging comments.
Like
and
yes. We don't need to do this.
I should be thankful because I have gotten my rise because of you guys.
Yes.
Okay. Not because of us guys, because of Sip and Jake. Not because
he called me fat.
They brought.
I did not.
Who?
I did not. I did.
You never called him fat.
Okay, sorry. Indirectly called me fat.
No.
I don't even know if that's true.
Big blue shirt on.
I got a big old shirt.
You look like
on.
A big swimming pool.
Yeah, big swimming pool. Big swim.
Oh, did you stop lifting?
Yeah.
I did say that.
That was years ago.
I did say that.
That was years ago.
But that wasn't a weight. That wasn't weight. That was almost the opposite of that.
What would that be?
It wasn't a weight.
It was almost like
you're getting smaller.
Yeah. It was.
Oh,
yeah.
That's the back pedal is incredible.
I just said never knew one day,
you could
moonwalk.
Never knew you could moonwalk.
Well, just remember though, Swim. There's been, I'm going to say, like 2 years in a row, or every day you come in and tell us your fitness regime.
Why do you think I was waking up at 5:30 this morning?
Yeah, doing his fitness regime.
I was getting ready.
Fitness regime.
That's what I was doing. I was planning to lift this morning before the show, and then I got called to pinch hit.
No, you do the morning workout?
I do.
No, I'm just saying Jake Sorensen helped you. Jake Sorensen helped you with getting on-air time. That was way before me and nothing to do with me, but then some disparaging comments towards us. So
I sometimes feel like we get on this show, or you guys get on this show, and make comments about me. Primarily, it happened just about this last weekend that aren't necessarily true.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
Just about... Let me tell you guys right now. Jake was all in on the casino. I just want to say that right now. Jake is out on the casino because he lost a whopping $80. And I saw that man make the sad walk to the ATM. It could have been better. Jake decided to go to the ATM a second time and go to withdraw some cash. So I just...
Probably had to report to Elizabeth.
Sometimes...
Probably had to make his... Because that's one thing wives do. They can monitor your money.
Oh, yes.
They can monitor
They
can monitor what's going on in your life.
What was going on in Davenport?
Yeah, exactly. And it can happen.
Nothing.
It can happen within 5 minutes, too.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it can be like, go to the ATM. You just get back to the roulette wheel. All of a sudden, like, got a text. What's going on there? See, some money just came out of the account. Mm. Yeah, very interesting.
So,
why are you in Davenport? I thought you were going to Chicago.
Why are you there?
What's in Davenport? Oh, boy.
Rhythm City.
I'm at Rhythm City. That doesn't sound good at all.
No, it doesn't. Right away, just saying that right now, sounds like a different type of club. Yeah.
It was a great spot.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a great spot. It also allowed it allowed him to not have to pay for. Did he tell you guys his tipping story?
No,
I don't think so.
We'd like to hear this though.
Jake said, okay, so I feel like I'm okay to say this because Jake said that on Monday he was going to get out in front of it. David, our mutual friend, can attest to this.
Okay.
There was a time on Saturday or Friday night. We were closing down the one bar that was open in Evanston. It was a block and a half away from our hotel. And Jake ended up buying the round of beers.
Okay.
And the tab was $85.60 before tip. What do you guys think the tab was after the tip?
85, 60.
What would Jake go? So you got a
100.
$90.
Yeah. Oh.
5%. And Jake was so embarrassed. So then the rest of the weekend, he tried to overtip. And David and I just didn't let him the rest of the weekend. And the way that all worked out, Jake signed the tab at this bar, and David goes, Hold on. Did he tip you enough? And she's the bartender before looking at the receipt goes, oh, I'm sure it's fine. Looks down, goes, well. Ooh. And then David goes, oh, no, let me see it. I have picture proof.
Oh, God.
I took a picture of the receipt.
Ooh, that's awkward.
Just to prove it.
That's an awkward moment.
Awkward moment, yeah.
And so we can get on our little high horse here on Monday morning and talk about how swim just derailed the entire trip.
I love this radio so much. I can't even.
But let me explain.
It's just like Saturday Night Live point counterpoint back in the 70s.
He told me he was going to get out in front of it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've given him ample time, two healthy days to get out in front of it. And so therefore I have to bring
this is
going
to have to get addressed when he comes back. We got to wait, make sure he's healthy when he gets back. Make sure he's sturdy.
Why would he only leave 5?
I don't know. Maybe some math error. Could just be a mathematician.
It certainly was not.
He could be a math error.
He's good at math. Yeah. I don't.
Mm-hmm. Makes more than all of us.
Yeah. I need to start using my calculator better on like my phone and stuff. I know I'm an over tipper. And I think that comes back from being a bartender back in the day. And after that, you always hung around with service people, and service people over tip because they know that's just part of the deal a little bit. So I know I over tip on the, I love when they give you the deal that says 10, 12, 15, 17. 20 or 25, whatever.
Yeah.
And you can just press a button.
Right.
But you got to be careful with those, Bill, because they've found out that they're starting to alter the prices in there. And they'll say that it's 20%, and it will actually be 28%.
How's that?
So, be careful because there's video proof of places that are starting to not in sports bars, but in like golf courses and things like that, where you're just tapping a button just to get done with it.
Yeah,
they're starting to find out that places are lying about what the percentage of the bill is, because if it's like $73. You don't know what exactly 20% of it is. It's not easy math out of your head.
Yeah.
You have to have your calculator. Everybody's just going to take the word for it and click 20%. And so you could be actually tipping 28%.
Do you just leave cash sometimes?
I usually don't. Usually when I'm a cash guy. I always carry cash. But usually if I'm eating or you're at Big Red Kino or something, that's going to be on a card. And so the one that gets me though still is just they get me every time. Doesn't matter where you're at like that. All of a sudden you just walk up like that and can I get a Diet Coke and some chips? Yeah, you want a tip? What am I tipping for? And I still I'm the dumb guy. I'm the dumb guy that still always gives him
10%.
Something.
Oh, no way.
Oh yeah, I give him something and I always walk away and look at Laura. I go, what did I just tip for?
Okay, here's another one. I mean, daily. Just a drive through.
Yeah,
just
no free shout outs.
Drive through. They give you a little clipboard with the tab on it, and they leave a tip spot.
Sure.
Oh yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
And well, I always tip a dollar.
How about
I'll just tip put $1.
Which is fine because they give me round up at Walgreens. I do all that stuff.
Walgreens.
They get me at everything. Yeah. Hey, you want to give to the kids? I guess you know.
Tipping in a drive through is odd, right? You're driving through. You're not. It's not like it shouldn't be a tipping situation.
Here's the one that always gets me, and I always ask the question: who am I tipping? Mm. At the Nebraska basketball games or Nebraska sporting events, Husker fans will connect with this. They have the self-serve ones where you just go into the coolers, you grab it, you grab like most of the time it's an alcoholic beverage. You grab a beverage and you go over to the checkout, and there's somebody there that opens your can because they have to have it opened before you leave the checkout line. And so there's somebody there monitoring that, like, you're not buying 6 beers for one person. And so, but like, I check out. It's a self-checkout at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Mm-hmm. And on there it says 15, 20, 25%. Oh. Mm. And I go, who am I tipping?
Yeah, you shouldn't tip that at all. I mean, no.
But then the person that opens it with the bottle opener or can opener just like looks over at you with the most judgmental look when you hit skip. Mm. So there you go.
Well, if I'm working a job like that, how many jobs do we have where I never once thought I should be getting a tip? I mean, all the time. I mean, it was always like, I'd be like, no, I have this job. I don't expect a tip.
Mm. When I was involved in Amigos, people would tip like a dollar. They'd be like, heck yeah, man. $5.
When you were involved at Amigos.
Yeah.
You ran Amigos.
Yes.
You were a manager.
At age 12.
Not 12. That would have broken. That would have broken a couple rules.
At age 12.
But young.
15.
15-year-old manager.
70th and A.
Yeah.
15-year-old manager.
Popular one. You're right by Seacrest.
Drive-through supervisor.
Yeah. You're right through Seacrest.
That's what my badge said.
Drive-through supervisor.
Drive-through supervisor. It was dining room supervisor.
Did you have to get on some people?
A couple of times.
Hey, listen, more ice in the... Hey, more ice, less soda. We're costing us money. Yeah. So that kind of conversation?
Yeah.
Salad bar's out of wax.
Friday, because there was...
Dollar tip, I think I would be ecstatic if I'm working in Amigos.
Yeah, 100%.
And someone gave, hey, here's a buck. I'd be like, thank you.
Because it was more... I mean, I was 15 in 2016. So it was more so of the idea of like they're acknowledging the service that they're getting. It's not even about the amount. It's about they're just acknowledging the service.
Anyway, wow, what a discussion.
People are mad. Wet Blanket says, Swim, let me help you with the hard math. 20% is 1/5. Bill up or bill down to the nearest $5. Divide the bill by $5. That'll make your 20% tip.
Yeah, that's not
that seems pretty hard.
Who's that?
Wet Blanket.
Hey, Blanket, just so you know what I do? I guess every time. And I'm gonna say in the 90 percentile, they do better.
Yeah.
Way better than what it normally is. I do not try to do any sort of division. Also, the nice part is if I'm with Laura, right away, if the cart comes, he just goes, I go just like this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right there. You handle this thing. She handles all mathematics.
Hey, Wet Blanket, read that again. That was WB. Read that again.
It sounds like a calculus question.
He said, Swim, let me help you with the, quote, hard math. 20% is 1/5. I do know that. Yes. Round the bill up or down to the nearest $5 increment. Divide the bill by 5. That'll make your tip 20%.
And solve for X.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot.
Are we working with slope-intercept form?
This is
here.
What I think America should do. Guess. Just guess.
Yeah, just
look at it and guess.
I do the roundup. Just last night, it was like my bill was $53 or something.
Okay,
and and I rounded
it
up.
Just for yourself?
There was we celebrated.
Who were you with?
A friend's birthday last night. One of my best friend's birthday.
Because your girlfriend lives out of town.
That is true.
So I want to make sure. Okay, what this?
You're fine.
Everything's fine.
Some weird
this
stuff
is above
going
board.
On.
There is. It is above board. Yes.
Okay. Because I'll get a hold of Bruce immediately.
We don't have to mention any names.
Do I need to get a hold of Bruce?
You certainly do not.
Okay. I will reach out to Bruce on this.
I'm sure you would.
I will.
Come on. You've been in his shoes.
I wouldn't have said it on air.
Hold on.
I wouldn't have said it on air.
There's no shoes to beat. There's no shoes to
beat. We've all been there.
No. It was one of my.
Where were you last night? What do you mean? Where was that last night? I don't know. I have no idea.
My best friend Micah turned 28 years old last night. So
you celebrate 28 now? Is that something new?
Well, we just went out for some beers.
Gotcha. Some beers.
And
celebrate 28.
That's all it was. And so anyway, we went out for some beers, but I just rounded up. I just round up
to what?
Like last night I did 70. So I just rounded up because I thought 60 is not enough.
Yeah, I was gonna say 18. So we're good.
Yeah. So. All right, there you go. That's idle chit-chat.
It was idle chit-chat.
The chat.
That was idle
chit-chat. Well, it all came back. Now, Jake has a something very sick, and he got it from the casino. And that's where the whole thing came from.
Idle chit-chat. Just one other thing. I mean, I can be negative. But when you go on a trip like that, you're just asking for what's happened to Jake. You're just asking for it.
Oh, the people you run into and the day-to-day thing? Yeah, absolutely.
Just asking for it. You're not getting any sleep.
Yeah.
You know, you're in a car, it's 6 degrees. I mean,
you wonder how something, like, so when things are like, we're highly contagious on how fast it went. I was like, okay, well, who are you around today? Well, like 30 people, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's like, you see how things can explode.
Right.
We're getting a lot of thoughts on the text line about the tip
guessing,
piece of it.
About guessing.
About how to do simpler meth than wet blanket offer?
Blanket did throw out somebody. That was way too much for me.
We're getting a lot of people that just says, it's easy, guys. Just make 10% of it and double that amount. That's a lot easier than dividing by five and multiplying. Oh, and as you said, Bill, solving for X.
Yeah, blanket.
Blanket.
Yeah. I enjoy the blanket, though.
I do, too.
Yeah, we enjoy the blanket. It's good to hear from him. I'm glad we got him stirred up on this. He's been very neutral.
Hasn't hammered me lately.
Yeah, he's been very Switzerland lately.
Yeah. Pecan Pie says, move the decimal to the left one position, then multiply by two. The way that people do it is interesting.
It's simple, guys. You guess. You just look at it, and you think, what is the best it can do here? Yes.
Go with your gut on that.
I also overtip bad service.
Do you?
Oh, I do. I tip about this. Really? I'm never like, I don't ever do the old, that service sucks. I'm going to make a point here.
What do you
I just tip normal.
What do you guys judge it on? Like, I know there's a lot of people out there that judge it by how often their drinks get refilled.
Not drinks. I just see if they're just friendly.
Okay.
That's it. That's it. They could really be, I mean, if they bring the wrong food, I just ask to bring the right food back or whatever. But if they're friendly and kind of, you know, yucking it up a little bit and stuff, then I don't have any concerns.
Seldom
with anything.
Have unfriendly, though.
Yeah, and I also get very annoyed with the multiple fills. Want some more? Need some more soda? I'm like, I'm not going to drink 48 ounces of Diet Coke right now.
They can overdo it.
They can overdo it. So, yeah. So, yeah. And also like that, if you want some more, how about this one? Hey, can I get a little bit right here? Like that? It's not a big deal. All I care about is a spirit animal. That's what I want. I want a spirit animal. Somebody that's kind of happy to be there. Like, okay, I'm at Brewski's, and I'm happy to be here, then I'm happy to tip.
Yep.
Named Texter says, oh, my God, guys, all of your math teachers are beating their heads against the wall right now. So there you have it.
McSafety's here, by the way.
Oh, yeah, McSafety. McSafety will have a tipping story for us.
McSafety's here.
I did see that.
McSafety's here.
Have him. Can you see, Connor, if you can get one of maybe a program from that game? Against Crete when McSafety, when they had to play in 1963.
Cozad.
It was that Cozad versus Crete. And McSafety was playing what position?
Safety.
He played safety.
Hey, we haven't talked about the game, but this game is really not much of a game.
Hold on. Real quick. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag. Do you need seed?
Joey!
Chemicals, fertilizer, someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs Dirt the
dog.
Whole Do show. Custom application included.
What is Joey?
What is he?
He's Dirt Dog.
Learn more about what Joey and the squad are doing in Bertrand at 738ag.com.
He's the Signetti of fertilizer.
Jeez.
Think about that.
I did.
He's the Signetti of fertilizer. He started, after Joey graduated, we're all together, all be a bunch of players, me and Rigoni, Fish, Tiki, all those guys.
Hey, help me out with Fish.
What's that?
Fisher? Fish.
Yeah, one of these, So we're all hanging out, and we're at the kind of the special teams group like that. And, and Joey's like, I'm gonna try to build a kind of a ag dynasty
empire
back in Bertrand. It's kind of a it's kind of see how that goes. So it was like he bet on himself. No one doubted him, but he bet on himself. He went out there and all he that's it. He had one truck and a little shed. And Joey said, he goes,
and now what is it?
He bet on himself.
What's it look like?
He's got over 40 semis. He's got, he's got everything.
What's that building look like?
Oh, it's a Taj Mahal. It's huge.
He's got an office?
You could probably put 9 semis inside the building. Got 4 offices. And they have dogs inside their office. That tells you they're friendly people. He bet on himself. He was Signetti.
Hey, hold on. Just the names of those guys. Blake Tiki. Mm. Fisher. What's Fisher's first name?
I'm drawing a blank on him right now.
Oh, so I do that to you. You're killing me. Fisher, who else was in that group?
Ben Eisenhart was in that group.
Ben Eisenhart.
Rigoni was in that group.
Brandon Rigoni.
Adam Ickes was in that
Adam
group.
Adam Ickes. This was better times.
Shocker.
Hey, stop.
Sorry, people, was that aggressive?
Yes. Okay. People like to hear those names.
I apologize.
I wish you'd do that more. Those are great names.
Okay, anyway. here we are.
But Joey.
Bet on himself.
Yep.
The Signetti of fertilizer.
So there
you don't
it is.
Seem interested in that swim, and that bothers me.
I'm sorry. There you go. 738ag.com. Joey, don't be bothered by that. That's a minor inconvenience.
Game tonight.
Nebraska ball returns to PBA tonight. They play Washington 8 p.m. On Big Ten Network. Actually, it's interesting note. Andy Katz of the Big Ten Network just released his first bracket projection. In his bracket, Nebraska, a number one seed in the Midwest Regional, is where he thinks they land, when it's all said and done at the end of the season.
Can we go back on bracketology? Because I go back and forth and I do my billetology. Is it where they're at today, or is he is that an anticipation?
That's anticipatory.
Yep. So nothing like, okay, here's where they'd be right now, but I think this is where they're going to be.
I don't know. Actually, it's a good question.
It depends on the quote-unquote expert. Okay. Like, Lenardi does it as where they're at right now.
That's what I like. I want to know if the season ends today.
Yes.
That's all I care about.
Mike DeCourcy does it as projections, but they update it every week, and I believe Andy Katz also does it as a projection.
Wouldn't they have to be a one seed if it ended right now?
Essentially, yeah, you're 18-0
in a power conference,
and now that
I would think so. If it ended right now, undefeated power conference and undefeated overall
with good wins.
Yeah, the wins like that. How's Oklahoma doing? Because K-State's doing terrible.
K-State's doing poor.
I got Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I was also going to say Nebraska now, just as a bright spot for Husker fans, 7-0 in the conference. They are the lone undefeated team in the Big Ten standings as Purdue lost on the road at UCLA last night, 69-67. And so number four Purdue goes into Westwood and loses to Mick Cronin's squad. And so now Purdue is officially in second place. So Nebraska's all alone, standalone at the top of the standings.
Oklahoma not good. They've lost five in a row.
The best win for Nebraska right now in the non-con is probably New Mexico.
Yeah.
Oklahoma
you're not going to get much.
I feel some vindication. Once again, I have to remind Sean when I said that Oklahoma team's not that good, and I got jumped on.
I was on your side on that one. Yeah. I was not. And then there was also like, that's a good K-State team, and they've just been getting run out of the gym.
Oklahoma is 11-8, 1-5 in the
Nebraska league. Has made their case though with going to Illinois.
Oh God,
and winning
yes.
and going, so they've
yeah.
done that.
Oh
but,
yeah,
but
I'm
they
not.
Just,
yeah,
they just
yeah,
don't
yeah.
get any. If you had a one or two like a non-conference win, that would really help you when you get to the because sometimes you might get to the point where you go, hang on now, how good is the Big Ten when we get to the last three or four games of the season.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. All I'm saying is that when I watched the Oklahoma game, my thought was they're not very athletic, Oklahoma. Yeah. They're not a very athletic team. So anyway, but I'm not disparaging what Nebraska's
done. Give me a number right now. 18 teams in the Big Ten, how many are getting in?
Oh, out of into the NCAA tournament, I would
just
say probably 9.
What do you got, Steve?
Yeah, safe bet's half.
Yeah, I'm going 8.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going 8.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, one important thing to remember about this year, in contrary to last year, is that all teams make the Big Ten tournament this year. So if you're one of those fringe teams in that 9-10 conversation, you win a game or two in the Big Ten tournament, then you start to make a case for yourself. I mean, it will be a fascinating turnaround. Nebraska's trending towards a double bye and a top four seed, right? I think that's the expectation where Nebraska's at currently. And so that's
even that if you
not playing on Friday, but this is less than a year after they didn't make the entire tournament last
year.
I think
the hardest going to be to get a double bye. You see, you're looking at Michigan, you're looking at Purdue, you're looking at Illinois, Michigan State. Yep. So if they get into double bye, if they finish in a double bye, that's incredible. Because there are some really good teams there. So right now, I would not sit here and say, I think they're a slam dunk for the double bye.
No, gosh, no, not the slam dunk. But, I mean, as of right now.
It's Trent. Yeah, why would you? They're by themselves. Yeah.
The team that had a double bye last year, number four seed, was 15-5 in the Big Ten standings. That was their conference record. The team that won it was Michigan State. They were 17-3 in the Big Ten conference last year. Nebraska, obviously, right now, 7-0, got some tough ones coming up with Minnesota this Saturday, Michigan next Tuesday, Illinois to follow at home after that. So you have a tough stretch, but even a school like Michigan, guys, how about this? For the Michigan Wolverines, this is what their slate looks like coming up. Obviously, they host 7th-ranked Nebraska next Tuesday. Then they travel to 10th-ranked Michigan State. There's a stretch later in the year where in this order, they go to Purdue. They play Duke at a neutral site. There's a Duke matchup with Michigan later this year, which obviously doesn't affect Big Ten standings. Then it's at Minnesota, at Illinois, at Iowa, and versus Michigan State again to end the season.
Ooh, that's rough.
That's rough.
That's Michigan's end of the conference slate. Nebraska's isn't necessarily
tough. It's not as tough. Nebraska's they've kind of got a little bit of Nebraska football.
Bingo.
Schedule. They didn't. They're not getting. It's not. Everything's rough at some point, but it's not killer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know you don't always agree, but it's the Big Ten's not killer this year. It's not a killer league.
No, it's not. That's why I got him at 8.
Yeah. Okay. Good point. Nebraska tonight, 11.5-point favorite. Mm-hmm. Take them to cover. Yeah,
very much so.
Yeah. I think as a yes. I'm just going to stop there.
Connor, do you agree with that?
Cover, Connor.
Yeah.
You're a cover corner.
Yeah.
You're a cover corner. Big. He's a big old.
He seems indecisive.
Hey, Connor, just so you know, when you get called on, you have to make a statement, okay? You don't get to just – you can't just sit there and grin. You got to say –
indecisive.
You got to respond with something with a yes and no or just be firm about with what your thoughts are.
Cover.
He says cover. Okay. Yeah.
I think we all agree on this.
I don't want to sit here and say that it's going to be a 35-point blowout like it was with Oregon or 30 points like it was with Wisconsin, but I would not be surprised if it – is a 20-plus point margin.
Washington 10-8 and 2-5. Mm-hmm. 10-8 and 2-5.
Bill, before we get to break, where should we go for breakfast this morning?
The Hoiberg. Get yourself some Price pancakes.
Ooh, there you go.
Oh, yeah. Some French Fred toast.
There you go.
The Bird.
Price pancakes.
Yes, Price
pancakes.
Those
sound good.
They do. How about some French Fred toast?
Yeah.
I'll have the Fred toast, please.
That is incredible. Of course, Early Bird in downtown Lincoln, 19th
Spacious parking.
19th and K. Make sure you visit them now.
They're open right now.
6:30, open 7 minutes, Swim. They've been open. We've had food sent to us. Joey did that. Whoa. Joey sent food from... Oh, it was incredible. What a morning.
It was a big day.
DoorDash, whatever it was.
That's right.
DoorDash all of a sudden showed up with bags of food.
It was beautiful.
It was incredible.
Dang. Wow, what a good first segment.
Once again, Early Bird, 19th and K in downtown Lincoln.
Jake's not here.
Lincoln. I want to hear some more about the trip later.
Nah, we don't need to worry. I feel like we've exhausted that. Also, when Jake goes back to listen to this, I'm sure I'll get an earful.
It's fun.
Well, if Jake told you he was going to get out in front of it.
He did.
And he did.
I have witnesses.
Then there comes a certain time right there that happens to.
I just feel like there's some accountability needed.
Yeah.
I wonder if roles were reversed, how quickly would you guys have heard about it?
And you said that
Monday morning, 6:01 a.m.
Also, I've been here for a lot of this, but there's a lot of time before me. Steve has never said. I think that that Swim is fat.
You've never said that.
You've never once said, I think he's fat.
I've never said that.
So that was, you need to take that back. I rescind that comment. I never went there.
Maybe not directly.
He just said there was
not
a...
Not even indirectly.
No. Just said there's a...
would you take, if somebody called you a big swimming pool? See, there it is. Let's go to break. Quick NFL coaching update when we come back. Early break on the ticket.
But he couldn't move.